featuring Jesse Thompson and a lady friend I keep forgetting. What is her name, Jesse?
Sabrina Taylor?
No, the one that's featured with this track, Weekend Groove.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My sister, yeah, Althea Renee. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Althea Renee.
I keep slipping at the tongue when I think of her. I got to quit doing that. I don't want her to get mad
no.
at me.
No, no, you're fine. No, you're fine. I was thinking you were talking. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. We're having fun.
Yes, Weekend Groove is my favorite track. It sounds new to me. It's my first time hearing it. It feels like the weekend already on a Thursday evening, which is almost Friday. So Weekend
Good.
Groove is my thing right now. Thank you for the track. I love you. What's the story behind
Thank
that
you.
Song right there?
Thank you so much. Well, it all started back during the time of COVID. So, you know, it was when everything was on shutdown, you know, and
yeah.
it really impacted a lot of musicians and artists. So, and everything was really depressing. And it seemed like, oh my God, like it was, there was no end right to it. So I was pretty much just led in my heart to do something, right? And I said, you know, I need to create something that's upbeat, something that's inspiring, and something that will definitely get people moving and grooving and kind of forget about this, you know, this whole COVID disaster that was going on. So in doing that, I mean, I was blessed, you know, to come up with the tune, the melody. First, it started out with the groove. And actually, I'm playing all the instruments on that track except for the horns and the flute itself. So all the drum programming, keyboards, auxiliary keys, all that fun stuff, the bass line, all stuff was played by me. So I pretty much laid down a foundation. And then after that, the melody started coming forth. And I said to myself, wow, this is pretty cool. I would love to have Althea play on this song. And so I've played with Althea before on the road, and I know that Althea is pretty busy and she has a lot of things she was doing. So I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. So I contacted her, and it was pretty interesting. She responded immediately and said, yeah, you know, shoot me the track and, you know, give me a few extra days to get it to you, because it was – believe it or not, at that time, it was the weekend. It was Friday.
Yeah.
I think I gave
the
track.
Okay.
Right? So I sent her the track, like she requested, and she responded back in a text like, you know, pretty much this song is fire. It's hot. She loves it. And then we called each other, and, you know, I kind of gave her some of the ideas of what I was looking for, but I told her I want her to be herself and do her thing, because I didn't want to – you know, as being an artist, you don't want to put people in a box, right?
Right,
so
right.
I wanted to make sure that she was very creative and that she felt free to express herself musically and however she felt the song. So she took the song. She said, okay, well, give me a couple of days. You know, I'll get back with you on the tune. And, man, Brenda, she came back like the next day. And
the
tracks were done. I mean, it was like, it blew me away. I said, what? And I mean, I was so excited. And so I started putting the pieces together. And to remind you that, you know, again, it was COVID. So it wasn't like I could fly to where she was or I could fly where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid it down in the studio here at my house. And then I sent it to her. And then she recorded in her studio and then sent it back to me.
Okay.
So at that point, I'm like, wow, okay, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to get that added, and then I called up another friend of mine named Kelly O'Donoghue, who's actually overseas, and I wrote out some horn parts. She finished touching them, you know, the entire horn section up. She recorded horns and sent it back to me. Put it all together, had it mixed, and here we are, Weekend Groove. And I decided to call it Weekend Groove because it was the weekend, and I wanted to have something for people to look forward to, right? So most of the time, most of us look for the weekend, like, oh my God, it's been a long work week. I can't wait to the weekend. So it's like, hey, let's call this Weekend Groove and to get people involved and, you know, have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. That's a stepping song, too. I can see myself stepping on that one. Yeah. And thank you for the story on that. I love this track. It sounds new to me. What year was it that it was released?
Believe it or not, it was in 2020. When all this happened. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, January.
Well, I love it. It sounds new to me. So, it's my first time hearing it. I'm addicted to it now. So,
thank you.
So anyway,
appreciate that.
For all the listeners that just tuned in, my name is Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. And I have with me jazz musician, well known, Jesse Thompson. And he has a new single out. So let me start off with the introduction. Now, Jesse, JT, Jazz Thompson, he's a multi-talented composer, pianist, and keyboardist, born in the land of funk, Dayton, Ohio. Now, he attributes his humble beginnings in the music to being captivated by family of musicians, which is his father, which was a professional drummer, and his mother, a church organist, pianist, and his brother, Marvin, he recorded and played with Parliament and Flave. So that is just juicy right there. Good Lord. So the industry influences were soul funk legends, you know, the Ohio Players, Lakeside Zap. You just were surrounded by all that juice right there. And is there anything you would like to say to the curious listeners out there that don't know of you? Introduce yourself, JT.
Yeah, well, thank you. My name is Jesse Thompson, also known as JT Jazz. Some people call me JT. You know, like you said, born and raised in the land of the funk, Dayton, Ohio. Ever since I was, 4 or 5 years old, I've been interested and involved in music. Played in all the different types of band from elementary, grade school, all the way up through college. It all started with me finding some broken down drum pieces in the basement of our house. I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And I pulled him out of the closet because at that time my dad had retired from being a professional jazz drummer. He was like, you know, it's all good. I'm just going to be a family man and relax, settle down and do whatever, you know, provide more so. So he had stopped playing. But as a little kid, I'm pulling out these big old shiny things. I'm dragging them out, lugging them out. And my mother and father looked at each other like, oh, boy. Right. So that's
the noise.
Started playing. Yeah, they knew it was trouble, right? So I my first instrument was actually the drums, taught by my dad. And and then from there, while playing the drums, I started actually getting interested in organ. You know, my mom was playing organ in church, so I like organ, so I'm tinkering around on the keys. So then I was doing both of them at the same time. My mom took me to these Saturday organ lessons at BHA. So those who are from Dayton or around Dayton or in Dayton knows about BHA organ, piano and organ store. And as long as you owned an organ or piano from that store, you could get free lessons, right? So I got free lessons on Saturdays. But I'd only lasted for a couple of weeks because being a kid, what's the most important and favorite thing kids like to do on Saturday mornings? Back then, anyway, watch cartoons. So at that point, I had stopped getting lessons from them, but my mom just kind of taught me on her own and everything. So, and then along with, you know, growing up, playing in school, having great band teachers, music teachers in my life, which is so instrumental, really helped inspire me even further. And so from there, by the time I was 12 years old, I was playing 13 different instruments. And then, you know, just kept playing and kept playing. And then, you know, it carried me all the way through, you know, through college. And then all of a sudden, I was blessed with the opportunity to come up here and join with another group of brothers. We called ourselves Next Level. from there was able to play in, other groups and other artists, I should say. We were the house band for many, many different artists. And so that helped to build a relationship, you know, with me directly with artists. And so, you know, it's all about networking, right, Brenda? You know, so it's really important to have that relationship. So, you know, bottom line, growing up from a kid up to that point, that's kind of the roadmap that I took. And it's been a very blessed adventure. And it's not easy, but it's worth it, you know? So, it's been really great. I think one of my most favorite moments growing up as a kid was following my brother around at the time when he was playing with Slave to the studio.
Wow.
And he would take me in the studios with him while they're recording, rehearsing.
Wow.
You know, I had to be very quiet, very still. And then one time while he was doing another project, he had me playing the drums while he was waiting on the rest of the band to show up. And I was younger, and they were like, man, I know your brother played drums. I was like, yeah, man, he's pretty cool.
Right.
But it was, you know, it's just great to be able to be around family and, you know, who inspire you, you know, and you look up to them. So, you know, music is definitely, to me, music is more than a universal language. You know, it's something that's so powerful that it gets overlooked quite often, but it's definitely something that should not be overlooked, period.
Yes, so. That is very true. That is very true. Well, thank you for telling us. Wow, that is a true story, everyone. That is a true story. Wow.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, did you ever run into or got to see Zapp or Roger Troutman back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, back then. So it's interesting you say that. So Roger, I was in school, of course, back then. So I had me and two of my best friends. Actually, we had a group as kids growing up. Ourselves. Yeah, it was a different name. We called ourselves Rocksteady in Wonderland. So it was RS in Wonderland.
Oh, wow.
It was funky. So it was Rob Smith, who's also known as DJ Rob Smith. His name is Rob Smith. And then Rico Tolliver and then myself. And we would, you know, oftentimes go over each other or go over Rob's house, who lived by the studio, by Roger Troutman Studios, and, you know, to go practice and go record and all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see the buses outside getting, you know, as they get ready to hit the road to go on tour or go to the airport. And the studios are right there. It was a big studio campus, kind of like on four corners of the street. So we would see the band, we'll see Roger, we'll see the engineers. And in fact, we actually went to Greg, who was one of the keyboardists for Roger. We used to go over to his house and record. He would teach us how to, you know, he would work with us on recording stuff studio-wise, right? So we were always meeting the guys and talking to them and kind of hanging out. It was really, really cool. It was really cool. It was really cool, though, when you go to Metro Market, which was a store back in the day in Dayton. And I don't know what your major store is there where you are, but that was
no.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no. Nothing like Ohio. I mean, this is a
nothing
small
like Ohio.
Town.
Okay.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Metro Market was like our main major market, you know, in the Black community. So when you go there, you see Roger, you'll see Shirley Murdoch,
wow.
You know, you'll see all those people shopping just like you and I, just buying their groceries, you know.
What did he,
and it's just like, it was pretty cool.
Was he always dressed up?
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger was always presentable. He was always presentable. You never really caught him looking any certain kind of way. I mean, as far as not looking presentable, he was always presentable. He carried himself very well. And he just had that character about himself. He carried himself
as
a star of
series. I heard he was funny. He likes to joke a lot. So I was just curious about Roger Troutman. So we're going to get off of Roger Troutman. Let's talk about more about you.
okay.
Just mentioned about the new single, Late Night. which I love. That melody is catchy, and it reminds me of Weekend Groove. And this melody is addictive. It reminds me of the late night, the smell of night air, the scenes, night scenes. You know, not just a weekend. It could be a Wednesday night. So what's the story behind the music? Yeah, what's the story behind this track here? What inspired you to do this track? Also, you invited Althea Renee on this track as well.
Yeah, so on this track, I have, so for Weekend Groove was Althea Renee. For Late Night was Adam Holly. He and I co-wrote this song together. And then I brought in Judah Seeley on sax.
Yeah.
But on Late Night, Adam Holly, we kept, you know, I'm on the road with him and we kept talking and I was like, hey, man, we got to do a song together. So I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, Adam's really cool. Like, let's get it done, man. Let's do it. Let me know when you're ready. So I hit him up. And so Adam had already written a lot of the bass, the bass foundation of the tune, of the groove, right? And he, you know, he sent it to me. He said, man, let's just work on this together. So we started working on it. I really loved the feel. I added some auxiliary keys on it, and then I did the melody. And it's really interesting because the song, first of all, the groove is just something that, you know, it just caught me as well. And
okay.
I need to add something to it, you know. And so the melody just, it just came to me, you know. It was something that it came naturally, and I'm like, this is something that's really catchy and is really smooth.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want it to be, you know, like too punctual, but I want it to be something that people can hum and can remember. And I appreciate you saying that, you know, that's something that's a tune, you know, people can hum to. So, you know, it came up with that melody and came up with the piano licks and then the auxiliary stuff. And it was awesome. It was a great experience. And working with Adam is really great. So it's a good time. So we were talking, and originally I thought, I thought Adam was going to, you know, feature himself on guitar. And he's like, nah, I think I'm hearing sax. And I said, okay, I can hear sax on that, you know. So we talked it out. And then he asked me who would I like to use. And so I played with Judah the very first time at Adam Holly's show in Buffalo, New York. And right away we kicked it off.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like, you know, that's Judah Seeley. You know, he's on all these radio stations. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tough, awesome player. Awesome player. And even a greater guy, greater human being. Really nice. So I told Adam, so, yeah, I'm just say, yeah, man, you know, that's cool. I'll give him a call. So I gave Judah a call. And Judah, just like an Althea Renee, his response is like, yeah, man, you know, send me the track and I'd love to do it, you know. And because we briefly had talked about doing something, but that was about it. Judah got the song. He said he loved it. He said, give me a day to get it to you. That brother came back with the tracks, laid it out. I was like, oh, my God. Like, yo, this is hot. This is so dope. So, you know, he gave me a couple different revisions, but it was really, really super cool. So I took that scratch track, and I like, yo, Adam, listen to this. He's like, oh, my God. Yeah, he killed it, you know. So so we went in there, and Adam, you know, the cool thing about this song project was that Adam did, not only was he the co-writer and the producer, but he's also the mixing engineer. So he provided a lot of all the mixing engineering knowledge and power in this track. So everything you hear mixed is all him. You know? Yeah. And so then he ran it back past me and said, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, dude, this is killing. Like, I love it. So, and after that, we sent off to Steve to do the mastering. And that was pretty much it. I mean, we decided Late Night. And of course I worked on the stuff late night. So, the groove was just something that I wanted to make sure that it captured the audience and make sure that it was something that people can enjoy. And it's a, to me, it's a whole different quality of mixology and music with this particular song, for me in particular. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the collaboration on it. It's really, it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
It seemed like you did have a lot. Y'all all had a lot of fun. And with you saying, with 2024 being a leap year, which some say is the year of inspiration, and you had inspired me when I heard this track Late Night. So I'm going to stop gapping my mouth, and I'm going to spend Late Night for all those. Everyone that's listening in, the phone line is still open. If anyone want to call and speak to JT, I have with me Jesse Thompson about his new single, Late Night. I'm about to spin it now. JT, you staying at hot seat. We'll be right back. This is Lady Diva Live.
Thank you.
late night, everyone. And that song has just been released, actually, the first of this month, correct, JT?
That's right. That's right. So it's no April Fool's joke. It's the real deal. It was released
right.
on the 1st of April.
Serious. Right. Serious. No joke.
Yeah.
Late Night is available on all major streams. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's correct. On all major streams, digital platform. We will also have the single made available on my website as well. So if they want to get an autographed copy, they can feel free to go to my website, which is jtjazz.com. And there's other stuff on there that's cool they can order as well. So feel free to order away, please.
Yes.
Yep.
Late night. What is that ultimate desire, what you want all the fans to get out of this new single, JT?
You know, I really want the fans to get a good vibe, you know, a good positive vibe out of the song. Something that is walking tempo, to kind of get your day going, to get your night going, and then also to kind of get you in that groove chill mode, you know. You know, I want it to be kind of versatile. It's one thing we have an upbeat song, like Beat and Groove, which you automatically know it's like a jump start, you know, like boom,
right.
boom. Cool.
Right,
but
right.
when you get a groove like this, it's very versatile. So it could be a little like a light boost of your day, or it can be your kind of chill wine, you know, kind of like winding down, you know, type of evening or a night. So, and I love the fact that first of all, I want to say thanks to Jason Goroff too for his music marketing out here with this tune. Him and his team are doing a phenomenal job, so I want to give them a shout out. But one thing I do really truly enjoy about this tune is that the vibe that's in there, like with Judah, what he did on the saxophone, which is a really smooth vibe, but it's smooth and it's sensual. But it's also, it has like an attention getter. And then when we play the melody together, It really makes things, you know, stand out. And it's, I just had fun. I had fun creating this tune, and you know, I even have fun, you know, playing it. It's really a blessing to be able to, first of all, have people like yourself, Brenda, that plays my music, and then you know, to be able to hear it myself on a radio show like this. So, so thank you. You know,
my pleasure.
Yeah.
I love the track. It's addictive. It caught my attention. It actually grabbed my attention. It made me fall out
good.
My chest. So
good. Oh, wow. Good. I hope you didn't
I'm
though.
Getting ready to have him on my show. He did that. Yeah, it got my attention.
Thank you.
I said, you are very talented, JT. I love your style.
You.
I love the way you create. I got to remember, you're a multi-talented composer, pianist, and keyboardist, so you are very good at what you do. I would like to ask you about some upcoming events, performances.
Yep.
Now, I've seen some of your videos of some of your performances you've done at some of the venues. Now, you got some new ones coming up. I would like for you to go ahead and give that information.
Sure. Thank you. Absolutely. So for everyone out there in the California area, San Diego, I will be in San Diego Friday, May the 3rd from 6 to 8:30. That's going to be at the Koizen Cellars, which is an outdoor event. I was there last year, but this year when I hit there, I'm going to have a very special guest, a good friend of mine. I call her my cousin because we have the same last name, Cuzzo, but her name is Castella. So Castella will be there with me as a featured guest. It'll be our first time hooking up together. It's going to be really cool. I'm excited about that. And she's such a great person. So I cannot wait to hit the stage with her. So yeah, that's San Diego, and that's May 3rd. And then, again in San Diego on May the 4th from 6 to 9, we're doing something called Jazz and Jokes. It's going to be at the Forgotten Barrel Winery. And That's a really cool thing. It's going to be fun. We got a couple of comedians there, P-Man and Baba. We got them going to be there. And those guys are in the area. They do really well. They agreed to do this thing with me, so I'm very grateful for that. So looks like we're going to have a good time there with that. And then also moving forward, we're going to go June the 8th. We'll be in Cincinnati at Ludlow Garage. I'll be there with two dynamic people, dynamic duo, I'll call them. It's Adam Holly and Julian Vaughn. If you have not heard Adam Holly or Julian Vaughn together, it's going to blow you away. And even if you heard them before, this show is going to be spectacular. So I'll be there Saturday, June the 8th. And then also I'm going to travel with Adam to Pittsburgh to the Juneteenth Festival in Pittsburgh on June the 16th. And that's going to be a really, really good show. I was there last year with Adam, and then Will Downing was there as well. The Blackbirds are there. It was a really, really good show. So this year, I think it's going to be even, you know, greater. It's going to be super fantastic. And then I'm on the road with him again. I'm going to Blue Jazz, which is going to be in Akron, Ohio, up there on Market Street. And that's going to be a good show. Starts 7 o'clock. June 22nd on Saturday. And then I'm going to tell you right now, Ohio is booming because Ohio, they've got me hopping, and I love it, you know, my home state.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, I got the call from my friend, Jeff Koshua. So I'm going to do a show with Jeff Koshua and my sister, Althea Renee, in Youngstown, in the Yoke. That's going to be July the 13th. And more details now will come soon on the website as well. And then on the last leg of the tour, I'll be with Adam Holly in Buffalo, New York. That'll be July 27th. I believe that starts at 4 o'clock. But let me rewind back a little bit. Between the 13th and the 27th, the weekend of the 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'm still waiting for final confirmation, but I will be doing my own show in Columbus, Ohio, at the Columbus Rib and Jazz Fest. That's a huge festival that goes on every year.
Oh.
So I'm very excited about that. So once my team, we find out everything is done on which date it's going to be on, we'll definitely let you know. But make sure you keep that locked. That's a great, great, great festival. And then on August the 2nd, Friday, I'm going back to my hometown, Dayton, Ohio. I'll be there live at the Levitt Pavilion Amphitheater. It's an outdoor festival. It is free to the public. It's a beautiful event. It's downtown Dayton, right there in the heart. You just bring your lawn chairs, and we are going to have a great, great time. I've got some special people with me that's traveling with me. I know you heard of Brian Colbison. I know, right? Brian Colbison, who is a good inspiration friend of mine. His bassist, Rashawn O'Dell, who's also an artist, will be featured on my show. He's also my MD. So he will be featured on my shows, the one in the Ribbon Jazz Fest and in Dayton, Ohio, for sure. So we're going to have a great time. It's definitely something you don't want to miss.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
but
are
all that can
exciting.
Be found. Yeah. I'm excited. I am. I'm very excited about it. And you know, I love Brenda. I love to play live. I love to play outside.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I would like to make it to the outdoors event. Bring my chair. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit out there. I'm gonna holler, JT. You know.
Definitely come on through.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great to see you.
So, I'm gonna try to get down there. I'm gonna try. I'll surprise you.
Okay.
So
surprise me or let me know. Yeah, it'd be great to
see
you get to meet and
so
hang out
fun.
A little bit. It'd be a lot of fun.
I'll be smiling so hard, my face will hurt. I'll be laughing so hard. Okay,
wow.
So with all the upcoming events, I'm quite sure they will be. The information will be on social media, your Facebook pages.
Yes.
Can you give
That's
information
correct.
About your social media platforms?
Exactly. So I pretty much only have two main platforms on there on this social media, which is going to be with Facebook. So you can go to Jesse Thompson and JT Jazz in parentheses on Facebook. You can find me there. But then also feel free to join my fan page, because what we're doing is we're building a lot of cool things happening for all the fans that's a member of this page. So you can also go on Facebook and look up the official fan page of Jesse JT Jazz Thompson. Okay, you're going to see a logo out there that has JT Jazz. It's like a chrome silver with a faded black background. That's the one. Click on that, submit a thing to join the team, and then my team will go ahead, review and approve it and get you in, and then you can get in on all the new exciting stuff we have coming up, stuff to come. I'm also going to be doing some really, really cool meet and greets across different cities, different states, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're planning that. We're building a street team to get things together. So, you know, things take time starting out, but I'm so super excited about it because there's nothing like being able to reach out to your people. You know, they say fans, but I call them family. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, come this way.
Make it happen.
Southern state.
Just make it
happen. Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh.
Absolutely.
They will fall in love with you. You will have a hard time getting out of here.
Oh, that'd be great. That's fine.
Yes. That will be fantastic. So I would like to ask you about any future music projects. Now, you've done very, very amazingly well with this single, Late Night. So will there be any other future music projects, what we're going to expect? I know you have a lot of upcoming events and performances. So you can tease us on some more new music coming up in the future.
Yes. There's some more new music coming up, definitely. I'm working on another tune as we speak, and then we'll have that out, and then we're going to actually do a full project later on this summer, probably early fall. And then also on the books, I'm going to do a Christmas EP, so that's on the books as well. So. We've got a lot of things that's happening this year, and I'm very excited to be a part of and to do. So, we're going to keep producing music as long as possible. We're going to just keep doing it. I love seeing people get involved, and I love, you know, just being able to deliver. So, definitely going to have some more music coming out. Definitely. So be on the lookout for it.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow. I hope there's some music videos that will be included in some of your future music projects.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. I know we got some things in the works right now, we speak. I probably will also do a backtrack later on and do one with Weekend Groove because that was my very first single.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go back and redo it. Now, we did a video for Obsidian.
Yes, I've seen it. I love it.
Yeah, that features Rashawn O'Dell and Carl Cox, saxophonist with Mesa and all those great people, Incognito.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those guys on it. Yeah, so we're going to keep it coming. We'll keep it moving.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. So our time
Absolutely.
Is running short. You are more than welcome to give a shout out at this time. I have two other tracks that I'm going to spin, which is one of them is my favorite, is Obsidian. And then play It Doesn't Matter. If there's more time, I will play Late Night again, which is also my favorite. So you can go ahead with the shout outs with all those lovely people that have gave you so much good support. Go right ahead, JT.
Well, thank you. I want to give a shout out to the following people. I have Sabrina Taylor, who's been very instrumental. Bless Bliss, who's my publicist. Thank you all so much for that. I also want to give a shout out to people such as Rashawn O'Dell, Lynn Roundtree, Kelly O'Donohue, Althea Renee, Jeff Kennedy, Jason Goroff, Carl Cox, DeJuan Watson, Reggie Foster Jr., Alvin Spratt, Roman from ER Mixing, of course, Adam Holly and Judah Seeley. And I definitely want to thank all of the fans that are out there who have just been continuously supportive. Thanks to all prior managements and publicists that have been in my life to help me get things going. And we're moving forward. We're so excited. And as I say, moving forward, moving onward. So just thank all of you, but I definitely want to thank, all the team members that are definitely handling things right now with me, help me get launched and get started. It's so important. I'm grateful for that. And we're looking forward to doing more. The best is yet to come. And let's just keep creating. And then thank you too, Brenda, Lady Diva, for having me on the show. I'm very appreciative about that.
I'm excited.
This is a great opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, and also I want to thank one person. I want to thank Alan Kepler, who's also a part of the Smooth Jazz Network. Appreciate him for doing that. So we're making some waves. So we're handling it pretty well.
Well,
fun.
I'm gonna give you an applause and all the ones that have been supporting you. They will. I'm quite sure they will keep on supporting you and making great music.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You are very inspiring. I want to thank you for taking your time out, coming on my show. You're more than welcome to come back if you have the time on any of your other new future projects. I would love to have you
come
back.
Let's do it.
Any words of encouragement you would like to give as we about to sign out, JT? Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say that make sure you always keep your head up and stay encouraged, be encouraged no matter what you're going through. You know, sometimes we go through certain situations and we feel like we're alone or like we're the only ones that are experiencing it, but that's not true. Keep your head up, you know, keep your faith. Make sure you realize and understand who you are and your character, who you represent. And always love. Always be a student, willing to learn, but always love. And always treat others with love and respect, because I think that's what goes a long way. And really, you know, that's something that's healing as well. You know, music is also a healer, but love is really something that, you know, can cover a multitude, and it's just a great healing experience. And just keep the positive, you know, stay positive and keep your head up.
Well, thank you for those encouraging words. Thank you so much, JT.
Thank you.
Anyone who's been listening, thank you in tuning in and listening. The Journey in Collaboration with Jesse Thompson featuring Judah Seeley on Late Night. Go ahead and check out the new single, which is streaming now on all streams. And thank you again. This is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you, JT. Thank you so much. I will be keeping up with you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a blessed evening. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone. Good night.